Hits Radio with Will Manning, joined right now by my very special guest today, the woman with the hottest song in the UK right now, Kaiza. How's the UK treating you so far?
So far, so good. I love it here.
Out of interest, have you got any foods that you love to eat when you come here?
I really love the Persian food in London.
The Persian food in London? I didn't even know that was... Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing, but I've seen a lot of it, and I tried one restaurant. I especially loved this dish called fesenjin. It's like a chicken stew.
Fesenjin.
It's like pomegranate base. It was so good.
I'll try it out. Thanks for the tip. So you've had possibly the most exciting life I've ever read about. In fact, I was reading it earlier, and I was like, I feel like I've achieved nothing on my 22 years on this planet. Can you just go through the list of the incredible stuff that you've done in your life? Like an autobiography on the radio.
Okay, so I started out as a ballerina. And
as you do.
I did that. I mean, my whole childhood I spent training. I just loved it. And my mom put me into a whole bunch of dance as a kid, and I just loved ballet. So I ended up just doing only ballet for years. And eventually I went into sailing because the ballet, I started getting bad knees. At a certain point, it's about alignment. Everything matters. So I had to give up ballet for that reason. And I became a sailor. And
how do you even go from that to a sailor? I can't get my head around it.
My personality is when I think of something, I want to do it right away.
So you're quite spontaneous. You're like, right, I've got this idea. That's it. I'm going to go and do it right now.
Spontaneous.
I like that. I wish I was more like that. That's why I never get anything done, because I think, yeah, I could do it, or I could just sit on the sofa for a bit longer, and I end up just sitting on the sofa.
Yeah, I'm like that with a lot of things. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night the other night and just had this question, like, what is a mole? And I couldn't sleep until I had researched what moles are, and like then I could sleep again.
Right, okay, so you went from a ballerina to a sailor, you've researched moles, you've been in the Navy as well.
Yes, so the sailing sort of... I love how you said ballerina, sailor, and you've researched moles.
Yeah, that's your life story.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Sailing sort of led me into the Navy, just the idea of being on ships. As I started on small dinghies, and teaching on small vessels, and then I went on to tall ships. And then actually my brother went into the Navy, and when he signed up, I just was like, that sounds cool. And immediately signed up, like, the next day, and was in boot camp like a month later.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
And
you've entered Miss Universe in Canada.
That was a fluke, actually. I didn't intend to sign up. I just sort of ended up in the competition. Somebody asked if I could play live entertainment for the Miss Calgary competition, which is my city. Then somebody there was like, why don't you just compete in the competition? And I was like, okay, sounds like a great
idea. Sure, why not?
And I, you know, I'm just the complete opposite personality of a competition like that. So maybe that's why I stood out.
Yeah, you should enter the UK one. You'd probably win.
It's not something I would sign up for. I just ended up in it.
I'm so jealous of your life and your family. Right, let's get a tune on right now on the Hits Radio. Then we'll speak to Kaiza Moore after this.
Radio.
This is Will Manning on the Hits Radio for Hider Wednesday. See what we did there? Joined right now by my special guest, Kaiza. So you've had the most incredible life already, and now it's just going from one extreme to another, and you've got the hottest song in the whole of the UK, which is ridiculous. Talking about Hideaway, of course. What did your parents think about you leaving, well, not normal jobs, but those jobs to becoming someone in the limelight?
Well, I mean, I think like all parents at first, when their kid says, I want to be a musician, they're like, are you sure that's what you want to do? But my parents were always really supportive of me. And before I actually went to music school, I was looking into other things like engineering and medical school, because I'm really interested in science and genetics and all that. And brains. I love...
And moles, apparently.
The brain. Well, that's just, you know, that's part of my scientific exploration.
Yeah, of course.
But I just sort of fell into music, and it was really natural and instinctive to me, and it just kind of unraveled. At first, they didn't really know how to... They just didn't know how to guide me through a music career. But I just sort of did it myself, and I didn't know what I was doing. I think being who I am, I just met as many people as I could and was just constantly exploring music. I thought back to like, what music am I really, really passionate in? Do I want to really sing myself? And I was always a huge fan of divas of the 90s.
Yeah. So is this the kind of song that you'd get down to in a club then?
I guess, yeah, definitely. I actually haven't heard it in a club yet.
That leads me on to my next thing, because I played it out on Saturday night when I was DJing. And, like, a quarter of the club just started recreating the video, which was, like, one of the weirdest things. Yeah, it was so weird. It wasn't even prompted. I wasn't like, hey, now recreate the video. They just did it. Because you've
That's
had one
so
of the,
cool.
It's the hottest song of 2014, but also possibly the biggest video of the year as well, which was shot all in one take.
Yeah.
It's quite a gutsy move, isn't it? Really?
It's like anything else. I was like, my friend Rami, who produced Hideaway, he's like, you should do a one take and dance since you're a ballerina. And I was like, awesome, yeah, let's do it. Only I'm going to do street dance. So I ended
just
up
makes,
learning.
Make it more complicated.
Yeah, I ended up just like in 1 week. I mean, I've always loved like 90s dancing. It's so energetic. And I love street dance. I just never was doing it. So I was like, this is a great opportunity for me to explore a new form of dancing. And I just, for an entire week, learned how to street dance. So you can kind of tell in the video, like, I have a different swag than everyone else.
Yeah. How many times did it actually take you to do that video, though? Because obviously it was done in one take, but did it take one take?
We got
take?
It on the second take, actually.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is everything started going wrong after that. Like, it started raining, so we tried to do takes in the rain, but
God.
The ghetto blaster that somebody was carrying started breaking down.
Oh, no. Electrical fire halfway through the shoot.
Yeah, and there's a lot of funny things that actually go on in the video if you really, like, look closely. If you look in the last shot when everybody's dancing together, at the end, there's a guy in the background who, his name is Dixon, and he was supposed to actually be in the taxi on the phone with somebody directing the taxi. By the time that we got to the end, if you look down the street, there's Dixon taking an Instagram photo.
No way.
And waving down the taxi.
No way. He obviously didn't know he was in shot.
No, he knew.
Oh, he knew. He just thought, yeah, go with it.
He had one job. And
oh, my God. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. You've made me so jealous of your life. I feel like I've achieved nothing apart from I can now press buttons and talk on the radio. That is it. So thank you for making me feel bad about myself. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
That's how we're going to go out?
No, we should go out on a high by playing your song. Can you please do the honour of introducing Hideaway?
So my name is Kaiza, and you're about to listen to my song Hideaway. Thanks for listening.
Taking me higher than a bird. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more.